Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're here with another in our series. We're actually talking about battling discouragement, but if you're going to battle discouragement, you know, you can't just be, someone cannot say to us, don't be discouraged, then all of a sudden I'm not going to be discouraged. Having the victory over discouragement is simply a byproduct. And it's a byproduct of our adding to our faith. Now, we said in a previous program, to add is to join something to something else so as to increase the amount. Now, here in 1 Peter, we read about verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to your virtue, knowledge. Now notice, we're not adding knowledge to our faith. We're adding knowledge to our virtue. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity or love. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Before we go any further, we're talking about adding, first of all, to our faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Sing along with this message in song.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in vales below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory. We know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love. Our sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath, swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread, and echo with our shout. before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, we'll vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory.
Peter 1:5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. First of all, it says we need to be giving all diligence. Diligence is careful and persistent work or effort. So we're going to add, that means it's going to take time. No matter what we do, if we're going to do something, if we're going to add a room to our house, well, it's going to take some careful planning. It's going to take some persistent work. It's going to take some effort. And so it is if we're going to be adding to our faith. It's going to take time. It's going to take an effort. Add, we said, is to join something to something else so as to increase the amount. And virtue is referring to behavior showing high moral standards. We are the only Bible, as Christians, we're the only Bible that this unsaved world is going to read. In 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us, he has called us to glory and virtue. We are called. Now Ephesians 4:1, written to Christians in general, says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called. See, if we were just saved to go to heaven, then the Lord could have taken us there 10 seconds after we were saved. We're here for a purpose, that we would walk worthy of the calling wherewith we are called as individual Christians. Now, a walk is a slow, steady progress in a predetermined direction. And so we need to plan every day. Where am I going spiritually? I'm either going forward or going backward every day. We don't just sit still. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, that was salvation, virtue, that has to do with standards. Standards, interesting. It says in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now, we use this sometimes to refer to standards as to, dress standards, music standards, etc., etc. Actually, the word here is referring to a banner that they would have when the enemy came in like a flood. They had put up their banner, and they say, that's, here's where we stand. For us, it's the Christian flag. Here I stand. That ought to be our testimony. But you can't just get that Christian flag and dress like a prostitute and wave it around and say, here I stand as a Christian. We need to walk according to the direction that he wants us to walk. As he saved us, we are his children, we need to obey. Now the dictionary says a standard is a code of behavior, a code of honor, morals, scruples, ethics, and ideas. So, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue or standards. Everybody has standards. I've seen a sign on a restaurant recently said, no shirt, no shoes, no service. You want to eat here? Then put some clothes on. Everybody has standards. You go into the army, you can tell right away whether a fellow's in the army or not by how he dresses. You can tell a prostitute by how she dresses. They both have standards. Police department has standards. Fire department has standards. We all have standards. You say, I would, maybe wear these tight clothes and go to church. Would you wear a bikini and go to church? Well, we all have standards. Now, what we need to do is, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. says in Ephesians 5:8, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Here's the secret. Here it is right here. You know, we can list a whole bunch of standards and do's and don'ts. When in our church, if someone's going to teach Sunday school, we have a set of standards. We say that this is what we expect you to do because you're representing us as a leader. But who's right? Who's got the right exact standards as to what should be and what should not be? The answer to that is simple. Proving what is acceptable under the Lord. Whether that's dress standards, whether that's music standards, whether it's any other standards, all we need to do is seriously, honestly pray, "Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Mold me and make me after thy will. Hold o'er my being absolute sway," it says here in verse 4. That's all we need to do is, as individuals, sincerely say, "Lord, I will do whatever you tell me to do. If you make it obvious, while you want me to dress, what music you want me to listen to, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay." Let's make this message and song our sincere prayer today.